Good evening. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee on Monday, June 24th. I'm Bob Lederer, the chair pro tem, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now call the roll, please.
Okay, Lorna Elias. Jessica Apollinar from KPFT. Carolyn Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Fred Blair, KPFK.
Present.
Lydia Brazon, KPFK.
Here.
Adriana Castaneda, KPFT.
Present.
Anita Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Mark Hernandez, KPFA.
Present.
Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Hank Lamb, KPFT. Bob Lederer, WBAI.
Here.
Michael Novick, that's myself, president from KPFK. Jeremy Taylor, WBAI. Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson, KPFA. I'll just note that Margie's still not on the KPFTX list of committee members. She is on the committee, so I may need to correct that.
Okay, I'll contact OTIS and make sure.
8, 9. We have 9 members present. That's a quorum.
Okay, thanks, Michael. All right, so I sent out a draft agenda. I will read it now for everyone, and then we can discuss it. So number one would be status of election of the chair for 5 minutes. And since apparently the only person who knows the latest is not going to join us for a few more minutes, I would suggest we just hold that item until Margie comes on the call. So the second item would be review and approval of available minutes. And Michael, would that just be the May minutes, or is there another set?
I thought I posted March, April, and May.
No, we haven't approved. We didn't approve either one of those, March or April.
March is the one where I posted the notes that weren't really minutes. So I went back and corrected those, and then April.
Okay. All right, so I'm suggesting 10 minutes for all three of those to review those sets of minutes. Next is decision on the next committee meeting date for 10 minutes. Next, the status of PNB action or lack of action on election committee motions about moving forward with elections, 10 minutes for that. Next is the status of PNB consideration of other pending election committee motions for 5 minutes. Next is next steps in obtaining Pacifica's payment of the bill to the Election Services Corporation for 5 minutes. Then the report from the e-voting working group of this committee for 10 minutes, and then the Election Issues Working Group of this committee, which is charged with doing an evaluation of last year's elections and fixing, you know, suggesting fixes. That would be 10 minutes, and then if there's any new business, and a time certain adjournment at 10:30 Eastern. So are there any changes to that proposal? Okay, well, hearing none, then that's approved. So let's start with the minutes for March. All right, so you posted that, Michael, approximately how long ago? Do you recall?
Let me see if I can take a look at that.
Well, okay, I mean, it doesn't really matter now. People will either be willing to vote or not willing to vote if they, you know, if they're not ready. Is there anyone who... is there any objection to voting on this now, on the March minutes?
Well, I don't think this is Benito.
Go ahead.
I didn't know that we were going to do all that, and I don't really remember right now. So I sort of feel uncomfortable doing that.
All right. Well, so you want to make a motion to postpone the March approval of the March minutes to the next meeting?
Let me just point out that the minutes in question are on May 23rd. Let's see. Yeah, May 23rd, I posted draft minutes of the Elections Committee meeting. April 1st, it was a March meeting that was canceled.
Okay.
So that's May 23rd, and then also on May 23rd.
You're saying May 23rd is what you got, and what else?
On May 23rd, I posted minutes of April 1st, and then May 15th. Same day, I posted minutes of the meeting of May 15th.
Oh, so we only have two sets to review. Is that right, Mike?
I think we have two. Let me see. The problem is I don't get... I revised the minutes of May 15th after I listened to the thing again. I thought there was a third, maybe not.
Okay. So, so Benito, are you asking to postpone that?
No, that's fine.
No? Okay. Is there any other objection?
I'm sorry. May 15th, I posted minutes of the meeting of April 15th. So there are two April meetings and a May meeting. They've all been posted to the list as drafts on May 15th and then May 23rd.
Okay. All right.
My problem is I don't get the stuff I send to the list, I don't get back from the list. So I have to go back and look at my sent mailbox to see when I sent
it. Right. No, I understand. Okay. So we have three sets of minutes, April 1st, April 15th, and May 15th, I believe. So is there any objection to voting on all three of those tonight?
I thought Benito was saying he wasn't prepared to.
No, I was thrown off by March. But I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's no other objection, then can we approve all three of these, or is there any other discussion? All right. Well, hearing no objection, then all three of these are approved by the committee. So thank you, Michael, for all your hard work and going back and listening to the stream, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is decision on the next committee meeting date. I don't believe and someone please correct my memory, we haven't established a consistent date, have we yet?
No.
Third Monday.
I asked last time if we could get some proposals, but nobody ever did put a proposal up for a consistent date.
Okay, well, would folks like to do that now, try to set a consistent? I mean, we can always change it later if we decide it's not working, but I think it might be more, more convenient if we know in advance. What about the third Monday of the month?
Oh, no, please don't.
No?
Please don't.
Okay, well, that's what tonight is.
Yeah, I know, but it's a fluke. But
I take it back. Tonight.
It's the fourth. Tonight is the fourth.
Sorry.
But
all right. Well, Benito, do you have another proposal? How about the fourth Monday of each month?
You know, I was about to suggest that, given that we're all here today, or at least those of us that are here. But then it occurred to me, maybe we could do that. I was just thinking that, on the other hand, we probably need to meet before the fourth Monday of next month. But maybe we could do both. Maybe we could, set up an earlier meeting, but then establish the fourth Monday as a regular date.
All right, what other people?
Looking at the KPFDX calendar, it's available in the next couple of months at least.
I'm sorry, say that?
Looking at the KPFDX calendar, the fourth Monday is available the next couple of months at least.
I'm checking the...
It's available in Germany.
It's nothing. The fourth is nothing.
Adriana, can you please speak louder?
Yeah, I said that I'm checking the Pacifica calendar, and it's nothing in July, and it's nothing in August.
Right. So... Well, let's start with the regular monthly date.
Yes.
Does anyone have a problem with the fourth Monday of each month? Who just joined?
This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. We're just choosing meeting dates, and the proposal on the floor right now is that we have a consistent date of the fourth Monday of each month. So the next one would be July 29th.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I like a consistent date.
Okay, does anyone... Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Which is Bruce?
Yes, Bruce.
Just a correction, the fourth Monday in July would be the 22nd.
Oh, good point. I wasn't looking carefully. Yeah. So the fourth month, Benito, what was your objection to the...
No, my only objection was the third Monday. And I was
the 15th.
I was agreeing with you that the fourth Monday would probably work.
Okay, so I misspoke before when I said that the fourth Monday was the 15th, was the 22nd, it was actually, or the third. In any case, whatever. So we're agreeing on the fourth Monday, which in the case of July will be July 22nd. So one last call. Is there any objection to the fourth Monday of each month, the next one being July 22nd? Okay, hearing none, and that's our meeting date, our regular meeting date. Okay, and Benito, you would mention something about perhaps a need to meet a second time in July, is that correct?
Yeah, and that's without knowing any particulars, but since, you know, because of a number of reasons, we had to wait like 6 weeks or something in order to hold this meeting tonight, you know, 6 weeks, let's say, or 7 weeks, whatever it was, since our last meeting to now. And I know that we have to get these elections together, then, you know, I just thought it was too long a time to wait until today's date. And so if that's the case, I feel the same way about waiting until the fourth Monday of next month to hold another meeting.
I agree with Benito.
Okay. Does someone want
to... July 8th is open on the KPFDX calendar.
The second will be July 8th. It's open in the calendar, Pacifica calendar.
Okay, so that's a proposal then, that we have an extra meeting in July on Monday, July 8th. Any discussion?
This is Bruce.
Yes.
This is just for information's sake. For me in July, I wouldn't be able to make either the 8th or the 22nd, but I wouldn't want you to put off the meeting just because I can't be there.
Okay.
But, Bruce, do you have another suggestion?
The third Monday is out already. I guess the first Monday would probably be too soon, unless you think...
Yeah, that's
wouldn't
next
be.
Week.
And then the other alternative would be the 29th, the last Monday, which does seem like a long time to wait. But, you know, it just so happens that those two Mondays are bad for me, but I'm not saying you shouldn't have the meeting.
If we did the 8th and the 29th and then switch to the fourth Monday after that? Because there are five Mondays in July, so we could do the 8th and the 29th and then switch to the 4th in August, which would be the 26th.
No, we could do that.
All right. Does anyone have a problem with meeting on Monday, July 29th?
We will meet the 22nd or the 29th?
Well, Michael's proposal is we meet the 8th and then again the 29th.
Okay, but then we will set, because we said that
but then starting,
the regular one.
Right, starting in August, it will be the fourth Monday.
Okay. We can change the Benjamin the 8th and the 29th, it will be the next. Okay,
so it's one last call. Any objection to agreeing on July 8th, Monday, July 8th, and then Monday, July 29th? Okay, hearing none, and that's agreed to. And I realize we need a timekeeper, so can someone please volunteer?
Fred here. I'll volunteer.
Thank you so much. So I'll announce the time when we start each item, and if I forget, just please prompt me. Okay. Now we go back to the skipped item because Margie's here, and that's the status of the election of chair of this committee. Let me start first with Michael to give us the background, and then Margie can give us the latest. So, Michael.
Okay, so the background is that we did pass a resolution last time that I would attempt to get the national office to accept and count the ballots, and if I couldn't do that, I would try to get someone on the staff at KPLK. I made an attempt by phone and email with IED and Tamika, and got no response, so I tried to do it at KPLK, but an objection was raised to setting a bad precedent, so we went back to having someone in the national office do it. Margie, I think, was able to identify with Shell, and the national office administrative assistant is doing that. So I contacted her. We sent out ballots again, and we had midnight today, basically, was the 1 week deadline. I'm not sure if they were able to get all the ballots in to count them, but I saw an email from Margie saying that they were planning to count them actually on Tuesday, because it was going to be for Lachelle. So that was the last I heard.
Okay, Margie, do you have an update?
Sure. Lachelle and I scheduled a time, 1 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow to count the ballots, and I've sent out a notice to the PMB inviting people to send observers if they choose. And I've also asked a couple of people around here if they'd be willing to come in to be observers, but I haven't gotten responses from them. I called Lachelle today because I know that, you know, we wanted to know how many ballots she had received from the election committee, so we would see if we needed to send out a reminder notice. But unfortunately, she's pregnant, and she had a medical appointment this afternoon. She only worked a half day on Monday, so I never connected with her. So I don't know. Although I don't think it would be amiss if somebody wanted to send out a message. I don't know how many members of the committee are on the call.
Ten.
So maybe we should send out a message right now, just saying if you haven't voted, you know, you have until midnight. I don't know. Is it midnight Pacific time or Eastern time? I mean,
well, since it wasn't clear, well,
go ahead.
I don't know. What do people think? Maybe we should just give folks the benefit of the doubt and say midnight Pacific. Just
people in New York can send their ballots in at 3 a.m.
Right.
Okay. All right.
If there's no, is there any objection to that interpretation? Okay. Hearing none, then why don't you make that clear in your email, Margie?
Sure, I will. I'll send it out right away.
Okay, great. All right. Is there anything else on the election process that anyone needs to say or ask? Okay, good. And that was quick. So next on the agenda is status of PNB action or inaction on election committee motions about moving forward with elections. Now, just a very quick background. This committee has voted on, I believe, at least 2 occasions, different forms of motions to ask the PNB to direct the interim executive director to move forward, as the bylaw says, with the hiring of the national election supervisor, which was supposed to have happened in March. We've gotten no response from the IED and no response from the PNB. So at our last meeting, we adopted another motion, which had a somewhat different approach. It said, the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB refer further consideration of e-voting. Well, okay, you know what? That's the next item on the agenda. Let me just take the part that relates to the time frame of the election, which is the last sentence that reads, the Election Committee urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form. So that's what was passed by this body, I guess it was about 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago?
At the last meeting.
May 15th.
May 15th. Okay.
May 15th.
So let me ask the PNB members. I think earlier when we were waiting for the stream, Lydia said she has a a pretty good recollection of what happened at the last PNB conference call. You want to start, and any other PNB members can add to whatever you recall. Lydia?
No, what was the last PNB meeting? And this was Benito needs to chime in on this, actually.
Okay.
But Benito, why don't you go ahead, and I'll chime in. I'm just getting in my car and driving home, but I'm working.
I'm not so sure I know what it is I'm supposed to chime in about.
Well, that it was on the agenda of the PNB.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for the last meeting.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it was a lot of time wasted spent, let's say, arguing about whether that should be at the top of the agenda or finances or something else. I don't remember. Should take precedence and be at the top of the agenda. So we spent a bunch of time arguing about that. And then finally, it's decided that the finance stuff will go first. And some kind of way, the time for the public meeting slipped by us, let's put it that way. And so we never got to the election stuff last time. And so, like Lydia said a little earlier, it's supposed to be at the top of the agenda, this Thursday coming up.
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Go ahead.
It is on our draft agenda that we have received. It still needs to be approved by the PNB on Thursday, but we do have a PNB meeting this Thursday. And we've gotten right to that point of taking up the election motion. So presumably, barring an objection, it looks like we will get to these motions this coming Thursday.
Okay. So does anyone on the committee want to discuss anything else they think we should do to press our case, or is it sufficient now we pass this motion and it looks like it's on PNB's agenda? Yes, go ahead, Adrian.
I want to be sure that the PNBs that are part of this committee vote for the PNB taking our motions and talking about that, because like I said, I'm not interested to that. I mean, last time and last meeting, they didn't have time, and more than that, when somebody offered 10 more minutes to talk about the election committee's motions, that was, win 11-7, but to change the agenda, we need one more vote, and it means you can pass. They could use really that extra 10 minutes and solve the problem. But our listeners, I don't know what's happened with all of you, but the listeners are pressing me. Some of them, PNB members are asking me because the rumors goes faster. And they said, you cancel the election. I say, no, it's nothing yet. It's right about that. We are working on that. But people keep pressing us. I want to be sure that the PNB members that are in this committee are sure that this is being the PNB taking the next meeting, this issue.
This is Margie.
Yes.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I'm a delegate from KPFA to the PNB, and I think it's vitally important that we deal with this issue. I have to say that, we haven't gotten to it yet, but I think that I'm pretty sure we will deal with it on Thursday night, although I think it's very late in the game, but I feel pretty confident that it will be discussed and dealt with on Thursday night.
Okay. Anyone else?
Bruce?
Yes, Bruce.
I guess I would like to be clear if there's going to be a discussion Thursday night, what exactly is, what will be the nature of the decision? I mean, is it just going to be a discussion, or is it going to be a clear decision on what, how to go forward on the election?
Well, there's no guessing what the... I'll forward the draft agenda to this committee right now, and you all can look at it and see what you think, okay? I can't guarantee what the PMB is going to do. That would be foolish.
Well, let me just throw in what was put on the public agenda for the last PMB meeting, which was...
It's the same language.
Okay, right. So what it lists is three motions from the Elections Committee, none of which, I just realized, none of which are the one I just read you, which is our most recent one, where we say, you know, that the elections, what was the wording, should be held in some form. However, they are, I'll just read the action clause of the one that is listed first. Be it resolved that the Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that the PNB direct the IED to post the job opening for the National Election Supervisor forthwith. I think we passed that, I don't remember when exactly, I think in March. Then the second motion, again, skipping the whereas clauses, it says, resolve that the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PNB that it reassert to the interim executive director that it is the national board that is in effect, quote, the foundation, and that she be accordingly guided in all future actions. Okay, well, that's out of context with that. The whereas is what the whereas is talk about, that the IED has no independent authority to delay an election. The PNB doesn't even have the authority to do it except in if they do it by November of the preceding year. But what this motion was saying from us was that at the barest minimum, if a postponement happens, it must be done by the full PNB and not by the IED acting alone. And then the final item, it's not a motion, it just says the Elections Committee is requesting an update from the IED on the status of the reports by the local election supervisors on the conduct of the 2012 elections. We've only seen reports from the WBAI and WPFW supervisors, which were forwarded to us by the National Election Supervisor. Have the remaining three been received? If not, were the final paychecks withheld from those LESs as specified in their contracts? So that's what's listed as the current ones, and then in a minute I'll go back to the ones that were carried over from last year. But so shouldn't we also ask those of you on this committee who sit on the PNB to make sure that you bring forward that motion that we passed at our May 15th meeting, which
yes.
never made it onto their agenda? Who's that?
Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so our May 15th motion, did you send that to the PMB or did somebody?
Bob did.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would recommend that you resend that email with that date that it was sent since May to the PMB and put in the subject matter attention Secretary Udell or whatever you know, the title is there.
Okay.
We'll chime in once it's there, but I think the full PMB needs to get that motion.
Okay.
And realize it should have been included. Okay.
Okay. All right. Any other suggestions on how we should proceed to move this along?
I have a question.
Yes.
I know that this still confusing, but is there any way that we can check the motions that the PNB passed? Because if we have that option, should be public. That if we have that option, we will have for sure knowing that, you know, what we receive about is the motion that already passed and is highlighted and is quoted that really passed and when that passed.
I'm sorry, are you talking about the e-voting motion?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, can you hold that thought? We're not discussing that right at this minute.
Okay.
So can you hold that thought till we get to that agenda item?
Yes.
Okay.
Bob, this is Margie. I just want to make a comment.
Yes.
This is a very interesting question to me because the minutes come to us at almost every meeting, and they come as draft minutes, and sometimes we make corrections, but most of the time we simply approve them. And then, but then I don't know what happens to them. I can't find them anywhere. I don't find the final approved minutes available on the web. And they, it seems to me they should be available to anyone who wants to look at them, and certainly to committee members. And I'm pretty sure that the minutes that contained the motion on e-voting, for example, have already been approved. But I don't know where they are. And so anyway, I just want to say that. I'm going to ask Richard Uzel, but anyway. That's
okay.
All. I'm done. I'm just carping. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay. All right. So if there's nothing else on this, I think we can move on to the next item.
Well, Bob, before we move on, maybe Margie or Lydia, you can clarify this, but I get the impression that those motions, well, that the way let me put it this way, that the way that the PMB agenda works is that motions are put up from each committee in chronological order. Is that it?
Good question.
Because it just makes me think that might explain why our motion from last month may have not made it on there yet, and maybe we need to request that it be put at the top of the list or something. I don't know.
Well, if Bob sends it if you'll send it to the PMB list, I'm certainly willing to do that on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, argue that it be put at the top.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything more on this matter? Okay. If not, then let's go on to the next item, which is the status of PMB consideration of other pending election committee motions. Let me clarify. This does not include the e-voting. We're getting to that, but I'm referring to the motions from last year. Now, there are several of them. Let me see here. Wow. There are five motions. I'm not sure at 9:30 Eastern time with an hour to go that it's necessarily the best use of our time to go through all of them. I'll just read the topics, the titles of them. The reason I don't think it's so crucial is that none of these is, in my opinion, is immediately time sensitive. They're certainly valid and important issues, and I think we would all like the PMB to deal with them at some point, but they relate to an election in progress. But I'll read the titles. The first one is, for whatever reason, a rerun of one of the ones I just mentioned. It's the revision of the election timeline. It's the same thing that says, that it's the PMB, the National Board, that makes decisions on the election timetable, not the IED. So that's just the identical motion. But in terms of different motions from last year, there's one called Procedures for Processing Complaints About Alleged Violations of Fair Campaign Provisions. The next one is Adequate Time for On-Air Candidate Forums. The next one is Term Limits and Election Results. Actually,
you were a little bit slow in having, sorry, I'm trying to catch that.
Did you want me to read the title?
Go back to the procedures yet.
Okay, well, I can send this afterwards, so you don't have to take it word for word. But I'll just say it again. Procedures for Processing Complaints About Alleged Violations of Fair Campaign Provisions. The next one is Adequate Time for On-Air Candidate Forums. Next one is Term Limits and Election Results, except that relates to how the committee recommended that the WPFW results be interpreted of last year's election. So that's now, as far as I understand, a moot issue. And then, actually, there's two of them labeled number four. The next one, no, they repeated it, I see. Okay. I take it back. There is a part of this that relates to future elections. So there is
that's
a
what
I'm
doing.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't go all the way down to the last clause. So that's not moot. And then the final one is called Counting of Blank Ballots. So I am not suggesting that we should press the PNB to deal with these at this Thursday's meeting. None of those are time sensitive. Is there any disagreement with that? And we can go back after I send them back to the committee for you to re-look at. And I know some of you are new to the committee this year. Then, we, you know, at our next meeting in July, we can figure out what priority we want to assign to the PNB. Is there any discussion about that?
Hi, Carolyn. I'm
yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, not about these, which I agree are not pressing now, but, you know, there are a couple of old motions that really should be implemented, and I think the most important one was the one that said that every July of an election year, the general manager is responsible for sending out a first-class mailing to the membership, probably to include a fundraiser, checking addresses and maybe asking for updates on new addresses, phones, and email addresses, and cleaning the list. In other words, it was supposed to have been done in July of an election year in order to save us money sending out the ballots to bad addresses, because every year hundreds come back, and it's just a total waste of postage. We're not going to be doing heavy mailing of booklets and so on in the future. It's not quite so expensive, but I think that's one of those motions that we should look at. And there are probably a couple of others that really should be implemented and would just save some money along the line, and that is one of them. A first-class mailing every July to the membership with the address correction request.
Okay, well, I agree with you that that's a critical issue, but let me clarify that right at this moment on the agenda, we're only talking about motions that have never been addressed by the PNB. The motion you cited was recommended by our committee 2 years ago, or perhaps, no, actually 3 years ago, and it was then passed by the PNB, but the problem was it wasn't fully implemented by management at all five stations. So our election issues working group has already put that on its list of fixes that are needed for this year's election. So you're right that we need to address it, but not under this particular agenda item, which is motions that have never been addressed or passed by the PNB. So is there any other discussion about the ones that have never been passed?
Bob?
Yes.
I just have a question. Okay, so here you have a set of motions. Are we saying, and maybe Lydia can clear this up, am I to understand that this whole set is not on the agenda for this coming Thursday?
No, they are on the agenda.
They are on the agenda.
But I'm making a suggestion that since we know the PNB has a lot of pressing business, that we don't necessarily ask our PNB reps on this call to make it a priority that these things that affect the later parts of the election process get dealt with at this particular PNB meeting.
Okay. But since we never know how those meetings might go.
Right. I mean, you know, it's open to discussion. If other people disagree with me, that's fine. But that's my suggestion.
You know, well, I would just simply, I don't know if we have time, but I've been wanting to ask about one of those motions, ask a question about one of those motions, and if it's a motion that's already passed, then I guess when by the committee, yeah, then you know, there's not all that much to discuss about it. I would just like clarification, I guess.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, it's the one you cited, actually, about PFW, and I just was going to ask for you to break that, if you could just translate that into English.
Okay.
I mean, from the wording of the motion itself.
Sure. So you read it?
Yeah, I've read it several times, and I wasn't clear as to what it meant or what we were trying to do.
All right. Maybe I should start by reading the two resolve clauses, and then I'll ask what I think they mean. So the first one reads, resolved that the PNB Elections Committee strongly urges the National Election Supervisor to change the policy for the 2012 WPFW elections so as to uphold the cornerstone standard that candidates are awarded 3-year or shorter terms based solely on their relative ranking in the final vote count. And I'll start with that piece before I read the second piece. What that's referring to is that the NES made a decision that those people who because of term limits, would term limit out, in other words, reach the six-year point before the full 3 years to which they had been elected had elapsed, should therefore automatically be bumped down to a one-year term. Was that clear, or should I phrase that differently?
Yeah, that's clear the way you're saying it.
Okay, and so this, the committee was saying that's unfair to look at when someone reaches term limits because that's an arbitrary issue. It should just be, you know, the highest, the way it's always been done since we've had elections, the highest half of the candidates with the highest number of votes get a three-year term, and the candidates with the lower half get a one-year term. And, of course, if someone's term limited in the middle of their term, there is a procedure for that. You know, once they hit the six-year mark, they must leave, no questions about it, and then the runner-up is seated to fill out the rest of that term.
And so how does...
That's the piece that's moot because the election supervisor chose not to agree with that, and so it's a done deal, and that election is over.
And what was the effect of the NES's decision?
You know, I'm not from PFW, so I don't know the fine points of who it affected how, but it's as I described his decision. It was, you know, that anyone reaching a term limit would get the shorter term.
Would get automatically just get...
Right.
As I recall, it affected like one staff member, one listed member, but I can't remember who it was.
That rings the bell. Yeah,
this is Bruce.
Go ahead, Bruce.
There was one person who would have received a three-year term, but was given a one-year term instead because he was going to term out at the end of 1 year, so... I mean, that's the only person I know of that was affected.
Okay. Actually, I think it was longer than 1 year. I think it was like 1.5 years. But
well,
in any case.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, in other words, if, you know, so this decision theoretically denied him a few extra months that he should have been entitled to. But in any case, it's moot. It's finished. But there's another part that's not...
Right. There's another clause.
So
okay.
Let me read that part. Okay. Further... that the committee recommends that the PNB adopt a policy for future elections that in any delegate election in which more than the customary half of seats in either the listener member or staff member category are vacant, three-year terms shall be awarded to the highest vote getters up to the number of seats usually available in that year's election, and one or two-year terms, dependent on the election cycle, should go to the next highest vote getters for the remaining available seats. This shall include any candidate who would become term limited during the upcoming 1, 2, or 3 year term, although said person shall be required to resign as a delegate as soon as they have completed 6 consecutive years of delegate service. So in simple language, it's the same thing I said a minute ago, except this would become enshrined in permanent policy. That when you have one of these situations like last year where, you know, the whole board is up for election or two-thirds of the board or three-quarters or, you know, whatever the case is where, you know, you can't give, you can't just give everyone a three-year term because that would throw off the staggering. If you have to do the staggering should be based purely on who got the highest vote total and that it would be irrelevant when they would hit a term limit. Is everyone clear on what it means?
See, Bob.
Go ahead.
My gut tells me that it makes absolute sense and it's clear, but it's clear in the sense that that's what I interpret to have been the policy all along.
It had been up until last year's election.
Can I get in? Sure. Definitely the The only position was that the only reference to this really was in the first election when there was a decision made to, stagger the terms by dividing into two groups, and that the bylaws are actually silent on this idea of if you miss a quorum, what to do the next time. So that's why a policy is needed. I think the other issue that was raised was if you have, as KPFK is going to have next time, because we didn't reach quorum last time, you're electing, two groups of nine listeners and two groups of three staff. If a staff person or with the full term has to leave before the end, do you move up, so to speak, somebody with the shorter term, if they're able to, and then fill that seat with a runner-up? Because otherwise, if you have 18 seats to fill, and somebody in the first group has to leave, and you replace somebody who came in like 19th or 20th ahead of somebody who got a higher vote, that's kind of weird.
Michael, if I can ask, Michael, are you saying that based on the NES's decision last year, if someone, let's say that I'm number, 36, I come in 36 on the election, and so I'm not elected. But then somebody ahead of, who somebody is terming out.
Somebody out of resigning for whatever reason.
Say that again. Your voice is blurred.
Resigning for whatever reason.
Resign for whatever reason. And that person who resigned for whatever reason had a 3-year term. Then now I get bumped up. And so I'm going to get put on or appointed to the LSB with a 3-year term. Because that person
you're still an expired portion of the full term, whatever it is,
I'm sorry, say that again?
You're still an expired portion of the full term, whatever amount of time is left out of 3 years.
Michael, theoretically. Hold on one second. Sorry. Michael, is there any way to adjust your phone? It's very difficult to hear.
Sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's much better. Thank you.
Go ahead, Benito.
So I guess my question is, are we to understand that someone who was originally not elected, but then they get appointed to the LSB as a result of some kind of vacancy, or specifically a term limit appointment, I guess. Then that person ends up with a 3-year term.
They end up with the rest of his term, up to the 3 year. That's just going to happen.
Or two and a half years, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that I don't think it's addressed by the motion that we passed. The question of, here at KPFK, we did not get a quorum last time. So we're going to have to elect 18 listener representatives this year. So at this point, the way it stands, the person who comes in 19th, if there's a vacancy among the top nine, would fill out the rest of that term.
Which would be 3 years.
Yeah, they would fill out the rest of the 3-year term ahead of someone who finished in the second group of nine.
So, I got it.
All right.
I just think it needs to be addressed at some point.
Right. So can I suggest perhaps that rather than ask the PNB to take this up this week, that we work some on fixing the problem Michael just outlined, and then we could propose an amended motion that would not only include what we already passed, but also this issue of succession you know, in the case that someone has to leave early in their 3-year term for whatever reason.
Yeah, okay.
Is that fine? So maybe I could even include that in my note to the PNB to say the committee is asking the board not to move forward on that, let's see, I think it's motion number 4 at this time because we're going to do more work on it. Is that agreed?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm still confused by the one that was sent to the PNB. Why didn't we just say that each member has to serve out their, gets to serve out their term?
That's what our motion said.
Well, no, but it goes into then the next, you know, the second half of the list and blah, blah, blah. I think it unnecessarily confuses the issue and simply just say, you know, when someone is elected, and you can give an example, if they only have 9 months to go, they're still elected and the alternate would sit in, right? Isn't that what we're saying?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's part of what we also need to do by withholding this from the PNB agenda, which is to simplify the language so it's easier to understand.
Because
what you just said is what the motion means, but maybe
right.
It's so convoluted in the wording
right.
That it's not clear what it means.
Yes.
Okay. So, Lydia, would you volunteer to work on a new draft of it, and would someone work with her on this new, maybe Michael, since you raised it, this new problem or newly identified problem about succession to a 3-year term and how that gets determined, whether it should be from the lower half of the list or the upper half and all that stuff. In time for it doesn't have to be for our early July meeting. Why don't we say in time for our late July meeting?
Late July, but I also don't see why we're doing upper and lower of the list. It's just like, you know, we already have the bylaws mandated term limits, and we have
I'm talking about the new issue Michael brought up, which is not...
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, but that's a policy issue. That's not addressed by the bylaws. There's no precedent for how to handle that, I don't think. I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding it.
I mean, I think ultimately it's attrition, so, you know, I don't know how you can resolve it with a policy that's not anchored in the
bylaws. Well, why don't we look at it?
We can look at it.
Yeah, and Mike,
when I can work on it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll decide there's nothing that can be fixed, but why don't we look at it and revisit it at the second meeting in July?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. All right. So that is, we're going to ask the PNB to pull that from their list. And should I also mention or just not say one way or the other that the other motions that I listed are not priorities, or should I just leave it?
Just leave it. I don't think
we'll...
Okay. All right, I'll just leave it. Okay. We're done with this, and Fred, I don't think I gave you a time limit, but we probably exceeded it, so I'll definitely give you the time limit.
Quite definitely. I got an intervening call from my doctor, and I was off the line for a little bit.
No problem. All right. This time I'll give you, and going forward, I will give you all the times up front. Okay. Next item is report from the e-voting working group, and before the group gives its report, let me read the email that the PNB secretary sent to Adriana, because that informs the work of our working group. Okay, he wrote, and this was on June 12th, Adriana, I came across your email to the Elections Committee and wanted to try to correct a misunderstanding that you and the Election Committee seem to have about recent PNB actions. There is no task force or work group of the PNB to, quote, look into, unquote, e-voting. The PNB established by vote of the board new election policy that states, quote, the PNB shall set as official policy in annual delegates election the use of verifiably secure electronic balloting with the option of any member being able to opt out and in lieu of e-balloting to vote by paper mail-in ballots, unquote. That's it. Done deal. The PNB established this official policy dealing with elections. There is no other work group necessary. The, quote, work, unquote, is completed, period. Richard Uzel. So let me open up discussion of, I guess, Adriana, since you started this correspondence, maybe you would like to comment, and then whoever else would like to comment. And Fred, we have 10 minutes listed, and, you know, if we need to extend, we will, but let's start with 10 minutes. So, Adriana.
Yes, but when I received that, that's why I forward to the entire election committee group, because I was confused. And then a meeting in June 12th, KPFT LSB meeting, and he repeated to me, and we have the recording, all about them later on, you know, and I asked, how come, where can we check it? How can we have two different options? And he said, well, you know, sometimes people don't understand or understand wrong what is being said, but what I just told, and he repeated to the whole LSB, KPFT LSB, he said, what I just told you is the motion that the PMB already passed. I'm the secretary, and I know it perfectly because I wrote that. And then he repeated the same. We have June 17th. We had the finance meeting. And I asked again. I said, you know, and I said, well, I think that Caroline misunderstood what I said or what you said. And he said, well, he explained various things. But he said, what I told you is the decision that the PMB already is a motion that passed. And like I said before, that is a question. We should have, like Margie, you said, really good too. We should have it somewhere, the motion that the PMB passed, and then this misunderstanding will not happen anymore.
Margie wants to be on the list.
Okay, were you done, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Margie.
I just want to say that it is true that the motion that Richard Uzel passed, that Richard Uzel quoted, was passed. But the fact of the matter is that we also set up I don't know if you'd call it a task force, but there was a committee set up to look into what was available in terms of e-voting, you know, to give different options and stuff like that. And that was done. And some of us on the PMB felt that that was a task, well, that the whole issue was something that the elections committee should deal with, but that didn't happen. And so I just want to be clear that that it was, you know, I think it was unfortunate the way it happened, but there was discussion in opposition, and it's one of the reasons I was looking for the minutes, because I wanted to be able to talk about that. But anyway, it's gone wherever it is. I don't know.
So, Bob, a question to Margie.
And Carolyn on the staff, please.
Okay, Benito, and then Carolyn.
Yeah, just,
and Mark.
And then Mark. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, Margie, are you saying then that this motion was passed this year?
Yeah, I think so. Don't you? Isn't that what?
I don't remember that at all. What I remember is what Lydia reported earlier, and my second question was going to be, when you say that some kind of working group or something was supposed to be set up, was that the group that Janice, or
yes,
the report that Janice was going to head up or something?
Right. Janice volunteered and somebody else volunteered. You know, maybe my brain is totally fried. That's completely possible, but anyway.
Well, I remember that part. I just don't remember a motion being passed. And
okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay, Carolyn and Mark.
Yeah, I can't find my minutes either, but I know the motion was passed. But it wasn't a committee. I think Richard corrected us on that, and I may have said committee or group, but that was a mistake. Janice Langewert offered to look into this. She has some experience, and I offered to send her everything that I had collected from the year on the elections committee when I had looked into it. She got very busy. She was
running an organizational meeting of some sort. And I think the ball pretty much got dropped. What I did hear from her just last week was that she had been in touch with one company and had talked with them, and she plans to report Thursday. I don't know. I haven't talked with her directly. It was just an email that she sent to me. We haven't had a chance to talk. So it wasn't a committee. It was Janice, and I was one of two people offered to help. I forget who the other person was. And I sent her everything I had. Now, what I had, I collected for this committee, for the elections committee. And I sent around, and some of that is, I checked in the file section, is no longer there. Some of the information is no longer there. So I can resend it to this committee if you wish. But I know Janice does have everything that I have, and then some.